Alien Earth has got to be the most underrated show I have ever seen. Now, maybe I am not on the right side of TikTok that's talking about it, but I've hardly seen anything pop up other than on YouTube. I have watched each episode twice, each episode that's been released twice, and this might be the best television show that's come out in 2025 so far. I was not raised as an Alien fan. When I was growing up, my dad showed me all of the Predator movies, and I just never saw Alien. But I recently got into it when Alien Romulus came out and then went back and rewatched all of the past movies. But other than the original movie and Alien Romulus, this has got to be the best thing that has happened to this franchise since it began. The writing is phenomenal. It is filled with so many themes and Easter eggs to the other movies and traditions. But what I love the most is the play it does on Peter Pan and Neverland and just all these different things that have to do with Peter Pan. For example, did anyone catch that in episode 3, Wendy latches on to the alien's like second mouth with a hook? Of all the weapons that she could have used at her disposal or that the director could have gave her, why did she use a hook? And it's my theory that this is a comparison to Hook, Captain Hook from the Peter Pan book. And I love how it has all these different variables for the audience to try to solve. Like, on the one hand, you've got the current day and Wendy, a tale about Wendy trying to save her brother. But on the other hand, there's also this mystery aspect where you're trying to figure out, okay, how the hell did this ship crash? Like, what happened to this crew that, you know, allowed them to wake up from cryosleep all the way to their ship crashing on Earth? There are times where it shows that this series did not have the biggest budget, but what is so cool is that the story and the writing is so good that it does not even matter that the budget wasn't all the way there, because it still is able to pull the audience in. And it almost makes me sad that Hulu was just bought out by Disney. I really hope that they don't go on to ruin this franchise like every other franchise they've ruined.